It's Pensacola right now.
We head into hour number three of Pensacola right now on this Tuesday evening. I'm Joe alongside Gracie, hoping you are having a wonderful Tuesday despite what has been a busy day on the roads once again. Hopefully things looking a little bit better now that roads are a little bit more quieter than they were last hour. That's where we'll start. Gracie, how's it looking?
We are looking good right now, especially throughout Pensacola. I-10 and I-110 not causing any delays. Leaving Windhaven Beach, heading to into Navarre, you're still going to see some slowdowns, but it's starting to get a little bit better and improving. So again, that's going to be in the eastbound direction on 98. If you do see something on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. It's 70 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, and 71 in Milton. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together.
Top three stories today, according to Fox News. Governor Ron DeSantis will announce his presidential bid tomorrow evening at 5 our time. Assuming that's the case, we will carry that live right here on Pensacola right now. And he's expected to do it in a bit of an unconventional way in a Twitter conversation with Elon Musk. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will go to trial next March, as Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 34 felony counts related to alleged hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. And the House is expected to vote on a bill to tackle the fentanyl crisis this week. The Halt Fentanyl Act would reclassify fentanyl-related substances as Schedule I drugs and shore up resources for law enforcement. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said he believes the bill will get bipartisan support. Here locally, Mayor D.C. Reeves weighing in on what the future may look like for the Malcolm Young Gym. Of course, this gym has been closed indefinitely since March after a series of structural issues were found.
What do you do with a building that is, in essence, totaled? I mean, it's worth, the building as it sits is worth significantly less than what it would take to get it to where people could even be in it.
It's Reeves floating out the idea that the site of the gym could be the location of a future affordable housing project, although he said so far no serious conversations have been had yet, but it is something that they will start exploring. Up in Century today, the town of Century getting upgraded water meters and infrastructure after receiving a $1.3 million grant through the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. It'll be used to replace more than 800 water meters in both homes and commercial buildings. Also, it would make it easier for the town to collect billing data, as they will switch from a manual read to a radio transmitting reporting system. A sex offender sentenced today to 20 years in federal prison following his conviction in a child porn case, according to Channel 3, 31-year-old Navarre resident Stephen Regis was found guilty late last year on 21 counts of child porn possession, production, and receipt. A 29-year-old Marine in critical condition this afternoon following a head-on crash along Gulf Beach Highway. That happened at around 1 o'clock when a Dodge Ram entered the highway from a construction site, and investigators say the driver's vision was blocked by construction equipment that was parked on the shoulder. The Marine was riding a motorcycle, and the truck hit him head-on. He is in critical condition, but troopers say that it is not considered life-threatening. Also, beach safety leaders say one person was hospitalized after they were found unresponsive by beachgoers today. That happened at around 1 o'clock near Via de Luna, 10 Via de Luna. The individual was at the hospital by 2 this afternoon. No further information has been released. Gracie, busy day as always around the state of Florida, including Disney workers probably getting some unfortunate news this week.
That's right. Disney is planning to lay off 1,000 more employees. According to CNN, the third round of layoffs is underway, and this impact is going to be notified to the employees this week. It's expected to lay off 2,500 employees that are going to lose their jobs, and it's not known how many of these employees are based in Central Florida that are going to be affected. And when complete, all these three rounds of layoffs are going to impact 7,000 employees of Disney.
Governor DeSantis sporting a new Twitter handle today, dropping the FL, standing for Florida, from his handle. It's now just @RonDeSantis. His wife, Casey, did the same.
And another day, another lawsuit against DeSantis. Another federal lawsuit is being filed against Governor Ron DeSantis. This was filed by Orlando's Hamburger Mary's restaurant. The restaurant is known for hosting family-friendly drag show performances, and they're suing over the recent law that restricts drag show performances where children are present.
Another lawsuit, another travel advisory, this time from the largest LGBTQ plus rights organization in the U.S. The Human Rights Campaign says that newly passed bills and policies may pose risk to minorities, immigrants, and gay travelers. The group joined the NAACP and the League of United Latin American Citizens in issuing the Florida travel or relocation warnings.
And there's a new justice on the Florida Supreme Court, Meredith Sasso. It was appointed to the High Court by Governor Ron DeSantis today. She is currently serves as the Chief Judge of the Florida 6th District Court of Appeals, and she's going to be the 7th woman to serve the state Supreme Court.
In Washington, debt ceiling negotiations between the White House and House Republicans are moving forward in a productive way.
They both reiterated that default is off the table and only way forward is in good faith and toward a bipartisan budget agreement.
That from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, saying that there needs to be a reasonable bipartisan agreement to raise the nation's borrowing limit and avoid a default.
Also in Washington, there was an incident that happened last night. More details are coming out about a crash involving a U-Haul truck outside the White House last night. Witnesses say that the driver rammed into the sides with the north side of Lafayette Square twice before 10 p.m. That's going to be on the side barriers, and that's going to be the sending people. They scrambled as they realized this wasn't an accident. The 19-year-old was quickly arrested and facing a long list of federal charges.
And I saw some pictures from that. Looks like there was a Nazi flag that was inside the truck at the time of crash. So yeah, definitely does not appear to be accidental. And along the, I believe the list of charges that this 19-year-old from Missouri is facing includes a threat on the president's life. So, a lot of charges on that one. A Russian court extending American journalist Evan Gershkovich's pretrial detention for 3 months. The court said it granted the investigators' request to extend the Wall Street Journal reporter's detention until August 30th.
And a Massachusetts father and son are going to be heading to prison for a lottery scam that that went undetected for nearly a decade. The duo bought winning lottery tickets from people who wanted to avoid paying the taxes. The pair cashed about 14,000 winning lottery tickets, laundering more than $20 million in proceeds, and they lied on their tax returns. Dozens of store owners were also in on this scam.
That's such a weird and bizarre one. I mean, I guess I understand it from a person who won the I don't know, because I mean, I don't really know how this works. I mean, so dozens of store owners are in on this. So store owners are saying, hey, we've got this people who won the lottery ticket. You know, you can reach out to them. They're probably getting some kickback from the people to say, hey, you know, we'll pay you X amount of money if you let us know who these lottery tickets are. I mean, I guess the scam is not reporting it on your tax returns. But I mean, I guess I would understand if I'm I don't really know what the benefit of that would be. I mean, you know, avoiding paying taxes. But I mean, it's a really bizarre story there. I don't
really
get that for anybody involved.
Yeah, but for sure.
6:21 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at what's ahead in the world of sports tonight, as well as some pretty interesting headlines involving a Florida man making a scary discovery in his bathroom today. We'll get that and more coming back. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things. It's like News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Gracie and Joe. We're going to get a quick look at our roads at 625. We are actually looking really good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We're still going to see some slow moving traffic on 98 throughout Windhaven Beach, but it has cleared up tremendously. And if you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626. 111. This traffic update is brought to you by David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. We're going to get a quick update from Alan Strum with our weather.
Heading through tonight, there's still a chance a shower or a thunderstorm will pop up, and overnight lows will be falling down into the 60s. So a slight cool down is headed our way now during the day on Wednesday. Look for some cloud cover in the skies and sun at times. If we end up with more clouds, we may only have a high of about 80 degrees. There's a little bit of a chance a shower still pops up on Wednesday, but the rest of the week and the Memorial Day weekend look dry and mostly sunny. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 72 in Pensacola, 73 in Milton, and 71 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
By the way, I saw this, and I'm really curious to know if the local Chipotles are participating in this today. So part of a promotion for the NHL playoffs, and with the Florida Panthers doing so well, the participating Chipotle is celebrating Hockey Jersey Day, where you can show up at a participating Chipotle in your hockey jersey. Doesn't have to be an NHL jersey; it can be any hockey jersey, and you can get basically you can buy an entree like a burrito, and then you can get one free. So buy one get one if you're wearing a hockey jersey. I would love to know if there's anybody out there that either works at a Chipotle or has been in a Chipotle today, if in fact our local Chipotles are doing this. I will seriously consider going home, throwing my Wayne Gretzky jersey on, and then making a beeline for the Chipotle on 9 Mile Road, if that is in fact happening. But I don't know if that's going on locally. I don't want to go home, pick up my jersey, and then go to Chipotle only to find out.
Gotta pay for it.
I'm like, who is this loser wearing a hockey jersey? Like, clearly, like, we're not participating in this. No, you don't get a second one free.
So it's laundry day at Joe's house.
That's exactly right. But, you know, if you're out there, if you can confirm for me, this is arguably the most important news story of the day, is are our local Chipotles taking part in this? 437-1620. I would be most appreciative. Along the headlines, along the lines of sports here, we do have the Western Conference Finals tonight in hockey, 7 o'clock start time on ESPN. The Golden Knights leading the Dallas Stars in their series 2-0. 7:30 on TNT, game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Miami Heat looking to close out the Celtics. They lead that series 3-0. Quick check of the MLB scoreboard, as we did have a few earlier games going on today. I know one of those are the Tampa Bay Rays and the Blue Jays. Toronto leading Tampa Bay 2-0 right now. Also in progress, the White Sox and the Guardians tied at 1 in the 6th inning. The Rangers leading the Pirates 2-1 at the end of 3. Diamondbacks leading the Phillies 3-1 in the 3rd inning as well. And the Cardinals leading the Reds 4-3 at the end of the 3rd inning. Just underway in Atlanta on TBS. The LA Dodgers out to a quick 1-0 lead on the Atlanta Braves. Other sports headlines today. Dominating the conversation, no doubt, on the sports talk shows is what will the future of LeBron James look like after getting swept by the Nuggets last night. LeBron says he's taking some time to consider what he wants to do with his future, and apparently retirement is not off the table. The Super Bowl is headed back to the Bay Area. The NFL announced that Super Bowl 60 has been awarded to Santa Clara, California. They hosted Super Bowl 50, and you'll recall that from around here, as that was the Super Bowl that the Blue Angels did the pregame flyover ahead of the national anthem. Las Vegas and New Orleans are hosting the next two Super Bowls. And also the Buffalo Bills are taking it slow with DeMar Hamlin. The team is going through voluntary OTAs this week, and while Hamlin is in the building working out, he is not practicing, but he was cleared to resume football activities last month, so hope to see a gradual ramp up of his football workouts ahead of the upcoming season. What a story that would be if he's out starting for the Bills in week one. Fox News update is coming up, and when we come back, final rundown of all of today's top local, national, pop culture, entertainment headlines. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Does that, we'll carry it right here on Pensacola Right Now, and he's going to be doing it on Twitter in a conversation with Elon Musk.
Also, former President Donald Trump's New York criminal case is going to go to trial next March. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 34 felony counts related to alleged hush money to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels.
And the House is expected to vote on a bill to tackle the fentanyl crisis this week. The Halt Fentanyl Act would reclassify fentanyl-related substances as Schedule I drugs and shore up resources for local law enforcement. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said he believes the bill will get bipartisan support. A look at our local headlines. The Escambia Sheriff's Office is continuing to look into the deadly weekend shooting on Paula Avenue. It's an area where deputies have been called out to around 40 times in the last year. Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons today.
It's a rental house, and the people that have in the past been renting it, and I'm having to lump them all together now because now we have a homicide in that area. But apparently they're just some activity there that is conducive to this sort of thing.
And yesterday, 25-year-old T.J. Johnson was identified as the victim who was shot and killed. Another man was wounded when his leg was grazed by a bullet. In Santa Rosa County, Commissioner Ray Eddington is asking other board members to support a study on the best place for a new bridge onto Navarre Beach. It seems he's hoping that the study would support his plan to extend Highway 87 to the south. Here's County Administrator Devan Cook.
That's what the PD&E would tell us. There is a lot of interest in using that particular route, but that would be what the PD&E would tell us, and that would tell us what, you know, cost differences would be for different locations. So that those are the kinds of things that a PD&E study would give the board.
PD&E study stands for Project Development and Environmental Study. National Park Service says that the Pensacola Bay Ferry will be adding stops to the Fort Pickens area starting Friday. Friday and Saturday service to Fort Pickens, downtown Pensacola, and Pensacola Beach. First ferry ride leaves downtown at 10:30 on those days. A sure sign of summer, Pensacola Beach trolley service is coming back this weekend starting Friday. It's operated by ECAT, and the three routes will run daily from 4 p.m. to midnight through Labor Day on September 4th. Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference today. Among the updates, he talked about the skate park. It looks like plans are now in motion for the extension of the hours to go from sundown until closing now at 10 p.m. Also, he gave an update on the Jefferson Street parking garage.
We've added new lighting, including replacing stairwell and entry lights, improving interior lighting, replacing exterior light domes. We pressure washed the parking garage interior. I know that is, if it isn't already completed, I believe it is. I know it's underway.
In Florida news today, a new justice on the Florida Supreme Court, Meredith Sasso, was appointed to the high court by Governor DeSantis. She currently serves as the chief judge on the Florida 6th District Court of Appeals. She will be the 7th woman to serve on the state Supreme Court. Also, for the first time in Florida history, there will be three women serving at the same time on the Florida Supreme Court.
Lawmakers are sending a bill to Governor Ron DeSantis' desk that aims to clarify the state's resign to run law. Florida law currently requires an elected official to resign before running for federal office. This is Senate Bill 7050, which was passed last month, but not sent to the governor's desk until today, the day before DeSantis is expected to announce his run for the White House.
Another federal lawsuit filed against the governor, this one by Orlando's Hamburger Mary's restaurant. The restaurant, apparently known for hosting family-friendly drag show performances, they're suing over the recent law that restricts drag show performances where children are present.
And in Disney news, Disney is planning to lay off 1,000 more employees. According to CNN, a third round of layoffs is underway, Those impacted are going to be notified this week. This is expected to lay off 2,500 employees. that are going to lose their job. And it's not known if this is going to affect employees that are based in Central Florida. And when this whole thing is complete, the three rounds of layoffs is going to impact 7,000 employees.
A congresswoman from Florida introducing the first bipartisan immigration reform bill in a decade, Maria Salazar, says the Dignity Act would create a legal pathway for illegals already living in the U.S. while also allocating billions for increased border security.
Amnesty is what the undocumented have right now and have had for 30 years. Free roads, free schools, free hospitals. In the Dignity Law, everyone pays for their ride.
So the idea is to grant illegal immigrants dignity status, allowing them to work and live in the U.S. for 7 years after paying $5,000. After the 7 years, immigrants would then qualify for redemption status, leading to citizenship at the cost of another $5,000.
And more details are coming out involving the crash involving a U-Haul truck outside the White House last night. Witnesses say that the driver ran into the barriers of the north side of the Lafayette Square twice shortly before 10 p.m. local time, sending people scrambling as they realized this was not an accident. The 19-year-old from Missouri was quickly arrested and facing a long list of federal charges.
At the White House today, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre giving an update to reporters about debt ceiling negotiations.
President and Speaker McCarthy had a productive meeting about the need to prevent a default and avoid a catastrophe for our economy.
And still trying to get that done this week in order to get it to Congress to approve by June 1st.
And President Biden is issuing emergency declaration as a super typhoon is rapidly approaching the U.S. territory of Guam. Residents in coastal low-lying and flood-prone areas have been ordered to evacuate into higher areas, and the storm was upgraded to a Category 4 storm.
And finally, before local traffic and weather, a Russian court is extending American journalist Evan Gershkovich's pretrial detention for 3 months. The court said it granted the investigators' request to extend the Wall Street Journal reporter's detention until August 30th.
Taking a look at the roads right now, just shy of 645, I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We're going to get a quick look at weather from Alan Strum.
The weather might be cooling down a little bit overnight as well as throughout the day Wednesday. Look for low temperatures overnight to be down in the 60s. There is still a chance a shower or a thunderstorm pops up through tonight and a little bit of a chance for one on Wednesday, but the clouds should clear out and high temperatures are probably going to be just around 80 degrees. And for this time of the year, that is a bit cooler than normal. The rest of the week and the Memorial Day weekend look dry and mainly sunny. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This report is sponsored by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Also, just a little bit of an update. Bands on the Beach is not starting in 15 minutes because it was canceled for tonight due to the weather we had earlier this afternoon.
Big story in sports today, and the major topic of conversation is what LeBron James will do.
We'll see what happens going forward, but I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. Just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
That after the Lakers got swept by the Denver Nuggets, apparently retirement is not on the table. LeBron James, though, has publicly stated his desire to play at least one season with his son Bronny James wherever he plays, whether that's in the NBA or somewhere else. LeBron is now 38 years old. He'd have to wait at least one season as Bronny is going to be a freshman at USC next year. Other sports news, the New Orleans Saints are entering the French market. The team announced today they have become the first NFL team to be granted international marketing rights in France. New Orleans, as the name suggests, has a close relationship with the country for centuries, and French President Emmanuel Macron visited the city last year. Also, the NFL is making a major rule change on kickoffs, owners approving a fair catch adjustment, which allows the receiving team to start on the 25-yard line regardless of where the ball is caught. Looking at the Major League Baseball scoreboard today, several early games And we have the White Sox now in the seventh inning, leading the Guardians 4-2. The Cardinals 7-3 over the Reds. The Blue Jays up on the Rays 4-0 in the fourth. Also the Orioles leading the Yankees 2-0 in the bottom of the second. And the Dodgers leading the Braves 2-1. That game on TBS, by the way. Two playoff games coming up later on tonight at 7 o'clock in the NHL. That game is on ESPN. The Stars trailing the Golden Knights 2-0. That game, 7 o'clock, start on ESPN, Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Half hour later on TNT, Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals with the Miami Heat, hoping to sweep the Celtics out of the playoffs, leading that series 3-0. Local update here. UWF men's golf team, which is apparently pretty good. They were the top-ranked team entering the NCAA Division II Championships. They're up in Ohio for that. Today, moving up three spots in the team standings during today's second round, the top eight teams after tomorrow will advance to medal and match play. So continued luck and success to the UWF men's golf team as they are going for a D2 national championship. We talked about this in hour number one, Gracie. Most people know about UWF's football team, but, and I know you went to UWF, got to see up close. There's a lot of nationally ranked teams that UWF has, and it's not surprising, I would imagine, as an 18-year-old college student. All you got to do on your recruiting trip is to say, okay, give me a stopwatch, hit start, and then we're just going to drive to the beach and see how long that takes us to get there.
Yeah, no, definitely have a lot of perks of going to school here, let alone being part of a great team. But some hidden gems, you know, you wouldn't think golf, cross country. I mean, even girls volleyball is pretty good, pretty sure. So I'm really happy for the golf team.
Yeah, baseball, softball as well. Yep, absolutely. So good luck to UWF men's golf team as they are up in Ohio for the D2 championships. We'll take our final break of the show, come back. We've still got health and science headlines to get to, as well as some good news and, couple weird ones as always. We definitely love those. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on this Tuesday. Hope it's been a wonderful Tuesday for you. A little bit bumpy there on the roads earlier, but we got through it as the weather looks like it looks pretty good. We're outside the window right now. So also over the next two or three days, at least, we should get a break from the rain. So ahead of the Memorial Day weekend, very much looking forward to that. Just as a reminder, we are anticipating that Governor Ron DeSantis will announce his presidential bid tomorrow at 5. Assuming that is the case, we will certainly carry that live for you right here on Pensacola Right Now. 5 o'clock, he's supposed to do that in a Twitter conversation with Elon Musk. So definitely an unconventional way to announce presidential campaign there. 6:55, we'll get our final look at the roads and weather together.
As Joe said, we're looking pretty good right now, weather and traffic-wise, with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They're located on Beverly Parkway. Taking a look at our weather, it is 74 right now in Pensacola. We still have some slight chances of storms throughout the evening with a low of 66, and tomorrow 40% chance of rain with a high of 80. But Thursday, Friday, and Saturday getting into the Memorial Day weekend, we're looking great with sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Again, it's 74 in Pensacola, 73 in Milton, and 73 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Stuff we didn't get to today, the U.S. seeing fewer HIV infections. The CDC reported today that 2021 saw just over 32,000 new HIV infections. That was a 12% drop from 2017.
Also, Netflix subscribers might not be sharing their passwords for too much longer. The days of Netflix subscribers sharing passwords are coming to an end. The streamer began emailing customers on Tuesday about the new password policy. Netflix said that an email is going to be sent to members of the U.S. who have been sharing accounts outside their household. Subscribers are given two options: to transfer a profile to a new membership or share an account with someone outside their household for an extra $8 a month.
Some Southern Target stores were forced by the corporation to move LGBTQ pride merchandise away from the front of their locations after customer outrage. In an effort to avoid a Bud Light situation, many Target locations across the country feature massive June Pride Month displays on an annual basis. The retailer's movement has been criticized by some conservatives for the displays, with children's items in particular irking many customers.
And if you're looking to get a new car but don't want to lose your AM radio, maybe get a new Ford. Brand new Ford vehicles will have AM radios installed. Ford CEO Jim Farrell said, reversing the course, posting a social media post that the company was recognized the importance of AM broadcast radio and a part of it's part of emergency alert systems, and it will be included on all 2024 Fords and Lincoln models.
We told you yesterday about the homeless man that saved a few lives. Well, apparently Woody Allen saved one as well recently. He was eating at a Manhattan restaurant the other day with a friend named Andrew Stein, who started choking on a piece of pork. Woody snapped into action and saved the day. Stein says, quote, "It really was like a scene from one of his movies. If it wasn't for his quick thinking, I fear I may have died. I owe him my life."
Big piece of pork, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I guess congratulations are in order for Jeff Bezos and his longtime girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez, because they're engaged. The two have been linked since about January of 2019, and over the weekend, the couple was spotted on Jeff Bezos' $500 million yacht, and photographers got a glimpse of her engagement ring with close-up photos. They haven't come out just yet, but the hefty diamond is supposed to be about 15 to 20 carats and is estimated to value at least $2 million.
Gracie, are you a scary movie watcher?
Oh, heck no.
Okay.
I would not do this.
And I are aligned on that. The Conjuring House is now offering overnight camping experiences. The camping experience is now available at the home made famous by the 2013 horror movie. The house, which is located in the small Rhode Island town of Burrillville, is allegedly haunted, and 20 dates from June to October are available, starting at $300 per night.
Mm-mm. Nope, ma'am.
$300 that I am keeping in my pocket.
Yeah, no, I can't even watch the movie, let alone stay a night there. Weird story, actually it's kind of scary story out of Florida. A Florida man got quite an unwelcomed visitor, and he paid a trip to his bathroom.
I thought I was in Jurassic Park or something. He was splashing and hissing at me. I was scared. I'm not a reptile fan.
Well, the reptile was an iguana that scared the 58-year-old John Riddle. He said that the bathroom sits on a standalone outside, or in a room just outside the pool, and he might have left the door open while he was taking the dogs for a walk. I did look at the picture of it. That thing is creepy.
Yep.
I would definitely probably use the bathroom right then when I saw that.
Yeah, exactly. Finally, a Louisville man is being accused of shooting his roommate over an unusual reason. Police arrested 64-year-old Clifton Williams, who they say shot his roommate after he ate the last Hot Pocket. Investigators believe Williams started throwing tiles at him before getting a gun and shooting him. I understand it's the last Hot Pocket, but throw tiles at him, yes, but don't get the gun. That's going to do it for us here, Pensacola Right Now. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for your texts. We'll see you tomorrow for, hopefully, a presidential announcement.